Okay, so it is the Christmas edition. We have Liz and Kath, and we have a story each from them. The headlines are...
You want mine first?
Yeah.
Lonely man asks schoolgirl to meet him at church. Now his life's in tatters.
And Kath?
Stoke-on-Trent's nightclubs and bars visited by sniffer dog as toilets used for illegal activities. Sorry.
And what a surprise. It says a lot about Stoke-on-Trent, really, doesn't it?
Indeed.
Okay, over to Liz then for her first story.
I want to say, first of all, that neither me nor Kath chose these stories.
Oh, no, I did.
They were imposed upon us. Right, lonely man asked schoolgirl to meet him at church and now his life's in tatters. Pervert Nathan Scriven was caught trying to meet a 14-year-old girl at a church near his North Staffordshire home. The 28-year-old, described as sexually inexperienced, forged a relationship online with a teen called Olivia, who made it clear that she was a schoolgirl. But he was in fact chatting with a member of a paedophile hunter group. Stoke-on-Trent Crown Court heard Scriven told Olivia he would be in Macclesfield on the 15th of December and asked if she would be looking for fun. He asked her to send sexual photographs of herself and he sent videos of himself performing a sex act. He then arranged to meet her near his Cheddleton home, but he was met by members of the group who detained him until the police arrived. Now Scriven has been jailed for 3 years and 4 months. Prosecutor Emma Swindle said Scriven met Olivia on a site called Say Hi and they began to communicate on WhatsApp, but he was in fact talking to members of a sting group called the Elusive Child Protection Unit. Ms Swindle said he asked for photos of what she looked like. Olivia sent photos. He explained he was in Macclesfield on December the 15th and asked if she was looking for fun. He proceeded to ask for sexy pictures and stated, "I like showing any breasts or naked." She clarified she was 14 and sent photographs of herself in school uniform. He offered to send pictures of him performing a sex act on himself. He showed a photo of his private area. He sent videos of himself performing a sex act on himself. The conversation moved to sex between the two of them. They arranged to meet outside St Andrew's Church in Ostlers Lane, Cheddleton. He attended and was met by the sting group. He was arrested. Scriven of Ostlers Lane, Cheddleton, pleaded guilty to attempting to engage in sexual communication with a child, attempting to meet a girl under 16 following grooming, arranging the commission of a child sexual offence, and arranging for a child to watch or look at sexual activity. Paul Cliff, mitigating, said the offending did not feature cynical grooming and said there was no actual victim. He said Scriven has no previous convictions. Mr. Cliff said he has thrown away his good name. He has left his life in tatters. There will be restrictions placed upon him for the rest of his life. He continues to live with his parents. They are dismayed, perhaps horrified, by these offences, but they remain supportive. It is distressing for them to find themselves in this court in a situation where their son is facing a substantial custodial sentence. He is a sexually inexperienced man. He has had one girlfriend. They only met on one occasion as she lives abroad. At the time, the relationship had ended. He was off work due to an injury at work. He presents as somewhat isolated and lonely. The probation officer said the defendant appears younger in his thinking and emotional development than a man of 28. He would benefit from some cognitive assessment. Jailing Scriven, recorder Julian Taylor said, "There were chats between you and a decoy posing as a 14-year-old girl. The conversation very quickly turned to sexual matters." Scriven was made the subject of an indefinite sexual harm prevention order and was placed on the Sex Offenders Register for life.
Stoke-on-Trent's nightclubs and bars visited by sniffer dog as toilets used for illegal activities. A police sniffer dog visited nightclubs and bars across Stoke-on-Trent in a crackdown on drugs. Officers were on the lookout for revellers using illegal substances in the toilets of venues in Hanley, Burslem, Stoke and Smallthorne. As part of the operation, They were also looking for underage entry and inaccessible fire escapes. Issues uncovered will now be investigated by Staffordshire Police's licensing team to check venues are operating legally. PD Buddy from the West Midlands Police Dog Unit uncovered cocaine and cannabis during the stings on Friday, December the 6th. It has not been revealed which venues were visited. Sergeant Chris Gifford from Stoke North Local Policing Team, LPT, said, "We are continuing to work closely with venue holders and local partners to address drug use across the city and to deal with those responsible as effectively as possible." The operation was part of the Making Great Places initiative, where police work with Stoke-on-Trent City Council to tackle crime and make Stoke-on-Trent a cleaner, safer and better place for residents and businesses. Deputy Staffordshire Police Fire and Rescue and Crime Commissioner Dave Evans also went out with local teams and PD Buddy on the operation. He said it was great to join the team on Friday night and gain an insight into the activity going on across Stoke as part of the Making Great Places initiative.